Blog Talk Radio.
Wow.
I know that you think you can pray at that mistake, but I...
Hello, welcome to our show. I'm Larry Carolyn.
I'm Elder Clayton Evans.
And tonight our topic is how to recognize and accept the olive branch. So before we get started, we're going to have some prayer so that we can decrease and God can increase in us. Amen.
Most heavenly and gracious Father, come before your throne, giving thanks and praise for this another day, Father God. And another opportunity, Father God, be used in your service. We ask now the Heavenly Father that you speak through us, the Heavenly Father, so that we may convey, Father God, what your spirit is saying this evening. And give you the praise, the honor, and the glory. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.
Amen. Amen. And again, our topic is how to recognize and accept the olive branch. We will be to know how others extend an olive branch in hopes of responding to a hurt or harm that they may have caused. Too many times in our expectation of how a person needs to apologize, we miss the olive branch that is extended in the name of love. We have to learn how to be able to recognize how some others may not be able to verbalize an apology or express the need for forgiveness in the same way that we do. Being able to operate in love will help us to get this understanding and learn how to see an olive branch being extended and to also be able to accept it. Amen.
Amen.
And tonight we're coming out of the book of Zechariah, chapter 4, verse 11 through 14. We're coming out of the Message Bible, and verse 11 through 12 is, "And the two olive trees on either side of the lampstand," I asked, "what's the meaning of them? And while you're at it, the two branches of the olive trees that feed oil to the lamp, what do they mean?" 13, he said, "You haven't figured that out?" I said, "No, sir." Said, "These are the two who stand beside the master of the whole earth and supply golden lamp oil worldwide." And that's the word of God.
For the people of God, thanks be unto God.
Amen.
Amen.
And when I chose this topic, me and my husband were discussing it, and he said that a lot of people probably wouldn't even know what an olive branch is, and some people do. But the olive branch signifies peace. And in relationships, we have to understand how another person is trying to bring peace back into the relationship. In Zechariah, when he was talking about the olive tree and the oil to the lamp, and the two witnesses who stand beside the master of the whole earth and supply golden lamp oil worldwide. And in studying this, you know, the revelation is that these two side gods were witnessing God's word and being able to be that vessel that was going to be able to, you look at the oil as saying the Holy Spirit, being able to pour that Holy Spirit all over the whole world, being able to signify that that's who we are. We're bearers of the word. You know, we continuously have to be the ones that when people see us, they witness Christ. And if we're not acting accordingly, like operating in love with each other as God ordained, then we can't be those kind of witnesses. And a lot of times the root of unforgiveness, it keeps us from being able to do that a lot of times because we don't understand when another person is trying in their own way to ask for forgiveness or to make peace with us. I know for a long time I didn't understand because I always wanted a verbal apology. I always needed for the person to say, "I'm sorry." And I know that in our relationship early on, that was something that you could not do, but you would do other stuff like try to buy me something or just try to talk again. And I would just be like, you know, I don't know why he's coming over here trying to act nice now. You know, I still got that immature wrong. I'm operating in that. And I can't accept your olive branch because I couldn't even recognize that's what it was. And being able to notice now how your, like you was talking about earlier, your language of love may not be the same as my language of love, but I need to understand and recognize that it is a language and it needs to be accepted with love. Because one thing about love is love. No matter how we're going to express it, we have to recognize that this is love. This is love. Amen?
Amen. And when I'm trying to find the right way to phrase this, when it's presented,
okay.
That's the word I was looking for. Thank you, Holy Ghost. When it's presented, it's a gesture of kindness. It's presented with humility, with the humble spirit. When I did it, it was my way of saying I'm sorry, you know. And it kind of hurt when you try to present your olive branch and it's not received as such, you know. But in order to overcome that, you have to be persistent. And you have to be really creative.
Amen.
In trying to present your olive branch in a way that the person that you're trying to convey your apology to, you know, will receive it and can understand that this is a heartfelt gesture because, you know, it could be because you regret you said what you said or you did what you did. And you know, it's a heartfelt sorrow. It's not just something to appease, you know, for the moment or anything. And I'm glad when you start to realize, you know, when I started coming to you with my olive branches and started accepting them. Because, you know, it's very important for us to move forward after we've had an offense or after we had a disagreement or argument, whatever the case may be. Because if we don't move through that, then we're stagnated. And then, like you've mentioned so many times before, that spirit of separation creeps in. And the next thing you know, we're isolated from each other. And the enemy he's won. You know, he's accomplished what it was that he was trying to do from the beginning. So olive branches can come in so many different forms, you know. But just to see things moving back toward the direction where we should be at, it's worth it, you know. It's worth bringing that olive branch, you know. It could be something you like, something simple as ice cream.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? Or it could be anything that you like, that I know that you like, you know, that can just open up a door for us to be able to walk through together and be able to share again and love again and laugh again and forgive again, you know. Because a lot of times, you know, when we get to that point where we do have issues that separate us, most times it's something, when we done got to that point, it's something serious, you know. And sometimes we can't talk, you know. It's sad, but it's true in so many situations, you know, where couples get to that point where I just don't want to really see you, let alone hear you, you know. And we have to find a way to get past that. And by the grace of God, we came up with the olive branch, you know, which is a symbol of peace, you know. And it's very important to have something like that in the relationship because, you know, a lot of times words really don't get it sometimes, you know. Sometimes, you know, say you're sorry so much that it just don't hold the same value anymore.
Amen.
You know, sometimes things just come in succession, you know. that.
Like
that,
people say they sorry and do the same thing again.
That north wind come out of nowhere and just blow everything out of whack, and then you really can't find a way to come back and say, you know, well, can we talk? I don't want to talk to you right now. But the more time we delay, you know, the worse things get.
Right.
You know, so it's very important to be able to do whatever it takes. It is work sometimes. It is. It is work, but it's worth it if you really care about that person and you love that person enough. You know, but love never fails. So if you just be persistent at it and don't get impatient, you know, don't try to rush it. Sometimes it do take a little time.
Mm-hmm.
You know, but it's well worth the time and the wait if you just be persistent and let that person know that, because it's through that persistence to let them know that you're really serious about trying to make things right.
Right.
You know, if you just try it and then get frustrated and say, oh, well, you don't want to talk. You just don't want to talk. You know, you're still giving the enemy that threshold to still work, you know. So that's a way of resisting the enemy so he will flee.
Amen.
Because you're persistent in your endeavor to try to make things right, you know. And that lets that person know that you care, you know. So
that's true. Amen.
The olive branch is very, very significant and important in trying to make amends.
Mm-hmm.
Because that's really what you're trying to do. Just trying to say, honey, I'm sorry. I was stupid, I was foolish, I was wrong, whatever the case may be, all of the above,
yeah.
You know. But, you know, this is my way of saying, can you forgive me or will you forgive me? You know, so it's very important to learn how to operate in love with the olive branch.
Amen. And, you know, I was thinking, you know, about how when Noah sent the dove out and the dove came back with an olive branch. And what it was letting Noah know was that the foundation was built and that it was safe. You know, everything had been reestablished to where he could live again,
right,
on land. And it's the same way in our relationship.
Yeah.
You know, the olive branch can bring us back to that foundation that we once had, and we look at it like, okay, nice, because you care enough to make me feel better about whatever was done, and I need to reciprocate in accepting it. You know, so just not being afraid. You know, because a lot of times when we was trying to do that, or when you was trying to do that, or I was trying to do that, we was afraid of each other. We was afraid of being hurt again. We was afraid of, you know, one of my favorite phrases was that the dub shoe gonna drop.
Right.
You know, okay, so you being nice now, you know, what you want. You must want something.
Yeah.
You know, you want some money. You think I got some money. Maybe you want me to pay a bill that you're not going to pay. Or, you know, these were the kind of things that the enemy feeds us to keep us stuck,
right.
You know. And when I started thinking about how, you know, when we first fell in love. You know, we was building a foundation on love. And when we lose our footing on that foundation, you know, when we come back around, we need to remember that foundation each time an olive branch is sent out. You know, remember that we got a foundation built in love. We can operate in love. It's not like we don't know that there is love there. It's being able to actually operate in it and say, okay, God said forgive. We got to go offer to forgiveness at all times. You know, I remember I went to that women's retreat. Remember I came back and I told you that one of the speakers had said, forgive everybody for everything. That right there was so powerful to me, because one of the things that we do is hold everybody accountable for everything. Instead of forgiving everybody for everything, if I want to be forgiven, and Lord knows I make mistakes, going to make some more, I'm sure, But I don't want anybody holding that over my head all the time and always thinking, you know, she's going to make a mistake. She always make a mistake. Look at her waiting on it right now. If I don't want anybody doing me like that, I need not do anybody else like that.
That's true.
And when I start looking at you in the light of, like we was talking about the other night in that spiritual eye, you know, some of the things that you still do, you know, that's not conducive, you know, with what I would like for you to be doing or the way I would like for you to be doing, I still look at it like, it's just not, like you said earlier, it's just not that big. It's not that bad, you know. And I'm grateful now that in our relationship, you know, I can come to you and say, well, baby, you remember such a thing, like we were talking about the word trickery. Remember we were talking about that?
Yeah.
You know, because that got on my nerves. I was like, why is this man still walking around here talking about trickery? Ain't nobody trying to trick him, you know. And you thought it was funny, and I didn't.
Right.
But I had to come and tell you that I didn't think it was funny so that you could do something about it, because a lot of times when we give each other more information, what we're actually doing is giving each other a choice.
Right.
You know, now you can make a decision, you know, not to say that around me. Or you can make a decision to say that and think it's funny and accept my reaction to it. You know, but it still gives us a choice, because so many times, because we didn't know how to fight fair, we never gave each other a choice. You know, and that's what a lot of times what that olive branch can do. It can give me a choice to say, okay, yes, I want peace. I want peace too. Just like you want peace, I want peace too. And being able to accept it acknowledges that to you, that yes, I want peace too. Even if I just take it and say, okay, thanks, and walk on off, just being able to accept it, you know, has like mom say, cut the enemy head off.
Right.
You know, because he didn't want me to even accept it,
acknowledge
that it was happening, you know, and any little thing that we can put together to start building our foundation back to understand that, yes, it is safe to go back in the water, to know the sharks are not out there, jaws are not going to eat you up, it's okay, the other shoe is not going to fall, even if it does, God said have faith in him and not confidence in man. And the more faith that we have in God to take care of our situations, the less we got to worry about it. We ain't got to look for no shoes falling. You know, we ain't got to look for that impending doom, because God got this.
Then, you know, that olive branch, you know, possesses that oil.
Amen.
You know, so there's the Holy Spirit in operation at the same time.
Mm-hmm.
You know, and it's going to change the atmosphere. It's going to allow us the opportunity and the chance to get back on that firm foundation and to be able to stand together, you know, whereas, you know, maybe it wasn't firm enough at first for us to both be on that at the same time, you know, because we done chiseled it down, or, you know, we've made it weak, you know. But sometimes, you know, in offering that olive branch too, you know, some resentment could be there. And pride, anger,
mm-hmm.
a whole lot of other stuff that, you know, the enemy uses to try to manipulate the good that you're trying to do, you know. And it might be working in that other person that just don't want to, you know, receive it at the time, you know. So, but that olive branch and that oil helps to soften that heart,
mm-hmm.
you know, so that it won't be hard to the apology or the I'm sorry, or the forgiveness, so we can move past all of that and get back to operating in love.
Amen.
You know?
Amen.
And that peace offering changes the atmosphere,
mm-hmm.
you know, because it makes that person think, you know, but at least they are trying,
mm-hmm.
you know what I'm saying? You know, he ain't running.
Right.
You know. Stays left like he always
is. Or even if he ran, if he comes back with an olive branch, if he comes back with an invitation, you know, want to take you somewhere, or he want to do something for you, or he just showed up and said that he want to talk, but he's sitting there and really ain't got nothing to say.
Mm.
He's trying. then we have to understand that it's just as difficult for the other person as it is for us, you know, to be able to try to come to terms to understand. Because when you were talking about that oil, you know, that lamp oil is to make that light.
Right.
You know, and we're supposed to be that light, you know. And if we could let our light shine, you know, to the other person, to let them know that, you know, being Christ-like means, okay, I see you, I understand, you know, you made some mistakes, you know, I made some mistakes, it's okay. Let's start over. Let's have a new day. Are we ever going to have a new day in our relationship? I remember I used to pray for that. Well, God, if I got to stay here, give me a new day. Mm-hmm. Don't let me wake up to the same day, because every day got to be the same.
And another thing, too, you know, we also got to learn to love each other through our flaws.
Mm-hmm.
You know, we're not perfect.
Right.
You know, by no means.
Mm-hmm.
But we are who we are. Mm-hmm. You know, and that was another thing that I had to learn to accept and understand too. You know, that when I met you, you kind of you kind of sharp at the mouth. You would say some things that would hurt. You know,
mm-hmm.
And I was kind of more or less kind of laid back. You know, and not as vocal. Came so often and regular. You know, I started. Well, if you can't beat them, join them. So I started shooting them right back, you know.
Mm-hmm.
And since it really wasn't my character, at first I wasn't really comfortable doing it, but it came to be such a regular occurrence between us, you know. It came to the point where it just felt like, you know, okay, this is the way I got to do it, then that's the way I got to do it, you know. But it would have been more... better for me if I had to maintain my spirit, you know, and not let the enemy,
you know,
change my spirit.
Mm-hmm.
And because when he got in, he just, you know how I was back then, and I wasn't very nice, you know. But that's one thing that, you know, spirits transfer.
Yes, they do.
And not knowing how to deal with that, you know, it causes problems. You know, it caused a real hostile environment between us, you know, and knowing that I was already weakened from drinking and indulging, you know, the way I was back then, and it didn't help. It just opened that door, you know, for the enemy to come in, you know. So when things wasn't to my liking, or things were said that offended me, I was quick to react, you know. And it was on and popping after that. You know, one thing led to another. And the house turned into Beirut, you know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
So it's so much better, you know, to just try to do right, do the right thing. That's what, like we say in our men's ministry, you be right. You know, regardless of what's going on, you know, you be right. And if I'm right, then right, I feel it's going to follow suit. You know, but if I'm out of order, my whole house is out of order.
Right.
And I can't expect nothing less, you know, or anything different, because the buck stops here with me. If I don't take control of the situation, it's going to get out of control. You know, so, and it took me a while to man up to that. You know, because if I'm the priest, the prophet, the promise keeper, the provider, the promoter, the protector, what I forget, the
producer. Logo,
the producer, there you go, then that's a lot of hats I have to wear.
Mm-hmm.
But at the same time, God has equipped me to operate in every last one of them, you know, whatever the situation may be. And it's something that as a man of God, I have to exercise that every day, because not only is that my calling, but that's my position, that's my office as a husband, is to do all of those things on a regular basis. And If you've never seen it done before and never been in the presence of a man that is a man of God that operates that way with his household, then you pretty much
don't know.
You don't know, you know. So I thank God for all the men that have poured into me, you know, and helped me become who I am today. And I'm still learning, you know, I'm still learning. But the fact that I've been able to identify is a start. I just want to grow and mature in each area so that I can be more proficient in them, so that I do know how to operate, you know, that I do know when to switch hat at the right time and step into that office and operate and perform the way that I should as a priest and a prophet in this house, you know, because if I don't have the vision and direction for my family, we're lost. You know, if I have a flashlight in the daytime,
mm-hmm.
it's useless.
Mm-hmm.
So that olive branch, though, is so important when things do go wrong, you know. And I think that guy was a godsend, the one that told us about forgiveness
yeah.
before we got married.
Mm-hmm.
I think that was a guardian angel
mm-hmm.
because those words are so true. And I believe they have helped us along the way. And tomorrow's a big day for us.
Yes,
it's another milestone in our lives. And I'll let you do the announcement.
Why? You go ahead.
Because it will honor me for you to do the announcement, if you will.
I sure will, then. Tomorrow is our anniversary.
Amen.
We'll have been married 11 years.
Yes.
And like I told my husband, that's one and one.
One and one.
Not one plus one.
Nope, that's
one and one.
And to God be the glory.
God
give
be
him
the
all
glory.
Praise, honor, and glory for being here with us
help
in the
us
midst
make
of it all.
Yeah.
You know, being that olive branch with that oil and pouring it on us and
yes,
making
God.
It available for us.
Amen.
To be able to extend that apology or extend that forgiveness,
mm-hmm.
you know, and not hold that animosity and that anger and not let pride get in the way,
mm-hmm.
you know.
Or selfishness.
Or selfishness.
Mm-hmm.
Which
or
was,
fear.
Was one of my, you know, my main strongholds that I had, you know, but the freedom and the liberty to be able to love and laugh and live together is a gift. That is so wonderful, you know.
Mm-hmm.
And this love walk has proven that we can shine more light, you know, allow us to see our faults
mm-hmm.
and helps us with God's word to be able to navigate through those things that we used to didn't know how to deal with.
Amen.
You know, so we just thank and praise God for that. And we will celebrate 11 years of marriage on tomorrow.
God be the glory.
Amen.
Your prayer side, I really enjoyed it. Thank you so
Father
much.
Father God, we come before your throne once again, giving you thanks and praise in all things, Father God. But most of all, Father God, we thank you to be able to be stewards in this ministry, Father God. And we just pray, Father God, that as you strengthen us, dear Heavenly Father, with your love, that it will just fill us up and overflow, Father God, into the lives of others. And we'll give you the praise, the honor, and the glory. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.
Amen. Amen. And thank you so much, honey. And, and thank you for listening. And we hope that you'll listen again. Just remember that no matter what the problem is, the situation, or the circumstance, the lesson is always love.
Wow.